Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We're really glad to be with you. And we are having a partnership here with Mike Lindell. And you know how much I admire Mike and the work he did on the election, the awesome, terrible price his business has paid. But he's very resilient and they're doing well. And he's offering our audience half off everything. Everything. So you want good sleepwear, bathrobes, sheets, pillows. We have them all. I mean, we had it before we started talking to Mike about this. And I'll tell you, it's awesome. Half off? Are you kidding me? All you got to do is go to mypillow.com/Hodges. Mypillow.com/Hodges. And use Hodges as the coupon code. And you'll see the catalog right there online. And say, what do you want here? Want the bathrobe? Okay, you want the doggy bed? Oh, yeah, we even got the doggy beds. They're awesome. Our dogs love them. You want the sheets? Want the high-quality sheets? Everything half off or two for one. It's either one or the other. So make sure that you go to mypillow.com/Hodges. Hodges is the coupon code. And I talked to a farmer today. He said, I can't repeat what he said on a family show, but he said, the new fertilizer getting ain't worth, yeah. And he said the potency is going to really limit the crops they can raise. Plus, the price is greatly inflated, so they have shrinkflation plus inflation. And he said the food supply is going to be devastated. And we know about 100 food processing plants that have been taken down since Biden's come into power. Do the math. So do you have your food? You should. Go to preparewithdave.com. And get it while the getting's good. They still have specials. It's all right there. Just go to go to preparewithdave.com and you'll see the specials that are there. And this is one thing I've learned. My Patriot Supply is one of the few food companies that's not capitulated to the government and sold out their inventory. So if you've tried to buy from other people and you can't, I just told you why. And I think this is treason because we're being governed by Bolsheviks. And we got people doing business with Bolsheviks. And yes, I'm calling them out. Because if they came to MPS and said that, which they've already done, they'd be getting a big middle finger extension. One more item that we talked about is if you have a nest egg to protect, you need to go to Noble Gold. Do what I did. Diversify, diversify, diversify. You will have a softer landing if you do. We're all going to take the hit on the crash. Some are going to take the hit a lot worse than others. You have a choice, and Noble Gold can help you with this the same as they've helped me and so many other people. No pressure whatsoever. You have to close every deal with them. So give them a call, 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. Well, you're officially listening to the Doug and Dave Intel Report, and Doug, I know you're there. I can almost hear you breathing, but I know you're with us. And we had talked about in our pre-air conversation what we're going to talk about, and I've got a breaking story, and it comes from one of my most reliable sources, and I'm not going to get more specific than that, but there is an internal coup going on through the Pentagon right now, headed by Milley and some of the other Joint Chiefs. And they are going after senior command officers right now that they don't feel are woke enough to capitulate to the agenda. And we all believe in this discussion that we had that the agenda is to take surveillance and legal harassment, not just with political opponents to Biden, like we've seen with Peter Navarro et al., but they're going to bring it down to the citizen level, the same as they're doing in Venezuela. And it's what coincidence this is. I did a video yesterday on YouTube, and I talked about Venezuela surveillance, and I said, hey, we're just about right there, and they're going after the citizens. And today, boom, my best source hits me with this, and he was very specific. He named names, but he also asked me not to come forward because it endangers lives. Milley is leading internal purge, and I believe that we're next. And I'll just say it to you this way. Adam Schiff, in the National Defense Authorization Act, a little over a week ago, put an amendment in which said if the military is working domestically, which is totally illegal, and they are helping, let's say, the Democrats, none of that can be subpoenaed. It's not subject to open records request. So they're covering up militaries acting on American soil against American citizens, and they can't be touched. They're covering their tracks so they don't get prosecuted should they lose control of the government in November through January. So Doug, that's I shared this with you before we went on air. I have a few more details I'll let go as our conversation progresses, but I just wanted to get your reaction to that.
Well, I mean, you mentioned Peter Navarro. He was just recently denied the ability to plead guilty for lesser charges. And, you know, this DOJ is playing games with people's lives right now. And I think they want to nail Peter Navarro to any wall possible and put all cameras and eyes on him at the same time. And, you know, it's just an example for what's coming. When we talk about the potentiality of a coup happening in the United States, don't forget there's a very serious probability that we could be having an American Russo war in Ukraine versus Russia, or in Europe versus Russia, within the recent, I guess you could say the incoming future here. We got a collapsing economy. You've already talked about how the rumor mill is that by February, the economy will collapse and we will go to a digital dollar. But you have to ask yourself, what is the military's role in this if its own government comes against them? What does the military do? And that's a very tough question, because the people have to be behind the military for anything, within a civil war aspect. And we're talking about theoretical here. And, I don't know. I see a very divided America. I see a very weakened America. Maybe not weakened in our resolve, but weakened in our ability to handle any external conflict, even to the extent of an internal conflict. And all this is coming on the cusp of, the rumors in the Pentagon, the rumors of the dying economy, the rumors of we're going to go through a global famine. The gas prices are skyrocketing. They're kind of coming down right now. There's a lot of things happening. The potentiality of our problems with China and with Russia and Ukraine and all that good stuff, the open borders, a lot of stuff happening. And we got the midterms coming. Here, listen to this quote. I like to pull out quotes from people all the time, because I think what our politicians say at times really does matter, because some politicians kind of have their hand on the heartbeat of America. Not all, very few, but a few do. So listen to this for a second. 39% of Democrats supported a proposal for a constitutional amendment that would give the United Nations the authority to reverse the United States Supreme Court decisions that the United Nations members believe violate human rights. Just 29% of all likely voters and 17% of Republicans supported the proposal. So this survey of 1,025 people, likely voters, was performed between July 6th and July 7th, which comes just weeks after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Now, that's in our favor, right? It's only, 39%? However, that's still a large percentage of Americans who believe the United Nations should have authority over the United States. Depending on the calamity, it could grow, right? And I think even though they polled this many people, Americans don't vote for what the United Nations do. Congress and the Senate and the President put that in action. So if you can't recall these people, if they won't step down, if we have a term that's still going on with the president, and they sign all this away with the UN. I don't know really what our options are except for just to deny it as a people. But just understand, when Barack Obama becomes the president of the United Nations, because I firmly believe he will within the near future, he will do everything possible to thwart the Constitution, to go around the Constitution, and he'll have so many people on his side within the House and the Senate, and then also in the Pentagon. I don't know, Dave. He may actually gain back control again, but through degrees of separations of power. That's why I think Biden is not going to continue his term. That's why I think they could give it to an idiot like Kamala, who would listen to Obama, and then the next person up, because Kamala wouldn't finish that term out, would be right there with Obama to do whatever that man says. That's kind of...
Yeah, and see, this is the fodder that starts civil wars, though. The civil war is not going to come from citizens. Civil unrest might, but not civil war. Civil war will come from the military. So if you combine that from what I heard is going on right now inside the Pentagon, and you combine that with what you're saying here with Obama, UN takeover of the U.S., this is civil war stuff. And this is why I think they're making the preemptive move. I think you just nailed it. They're making a preemptive move against military officers that they feel may stay loyal to the country. And also, too, there's something else that we should bring up called the Kigali Principles. And the Kigali Principles is an illegal treaty arrangement entered into by John Kerry and Barack Obama in the final month of the Obama presidency. And they became the 29th signatory to an agreement with the UN that if the UN, based on their own judgment, thinks a country is in distress, whether it be a health crisis, a civil war, civil unrest, threat of invasion, whatever it would be, they can bring in any or all of the other 28 nations into that country. So this, the Kigali Principles kind of ties together what you and I are both talking about.
Well, we have a growing portion of our citizenry who does not believe in the sovereignty of the United States anymore. And that's very concerning, because when you know, it doesn't take half the country, Dave. If a quarter of the country believed that way and we were invaded, guess who's going to the other side? About a quarter of them, right? Now, this is speculation, right? But with a quarter going, an eighth will look and say, okay, it worked for them, then I'm going. And then another 16th will, you know, say, well, if it's working for them and this other stuff ain't working, well, I'm going. You know, and it just goes so on and so forth with this measuring stick. And
it'll grow more than that. You know, you're right about the exponential growth, because
it will.
They're using people like Peter Navarro as the poster child for don't you dare oppose us. We can get you anytime for any reason, even if what we're doing is illegal. And what they're looking at here very clearly is rule by intimidation. And this, you're exactly right on the money with what you're saying. And it matches exactly what my main military source was telling me tonight.
Well, and our politicians are all over the place. You know, this is a, I can't remember what the article was exactly, but this is a quote from the New York, from a New York Times article. That's I think today. Liberty and justice and freedom are under assault right now because of a radical, right-wing, illegitimate Supreme Court majority and their extreme co-conspirators in the House of Representatives. Do you know who said that?
No.
Representative Hakeem Jeffries, a Democrat of New York, said that on the House floor. And he said, we will always defend these freedoms. Talking about abortion. Now, you got to understand, they're talking about more than just abortion here. They're talking about the control of the country in all facets. Abortion's a big one. They make a lot of money off of the murdering and the dismemberment of unborn children. All right, or even born children.
Spare parts technology, just like the Chinese and organ transplants.
Exactly. And it's hard to say that and not want to lash out in anger. And it's sickening to me that our politicians do nothing about this, even to the extent, just listen to this, what just recently happened. Recently, there was a bill brought up to make child molesters or child sex rapists, to make their penalties more harsh. And it was unanimously shut down by the House of Representatives.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
I mean, who do you think we're defending?
Well, who do you think's involved? You know, I interviewed a guy named Nick Bryant about 12 years ago, and he wrote a book called The Franklin Scandal. And he's, and Bill Pollack, that guy I've mentioned many times on the show before, he told me the same story, that many congressmen and senators, when they're elected, they're invited to sex parties with underage prostitutes. And even if they don't engage, they're photographed in such a way or videotaped in such a way that it would be damning for them to try to explain their way out of it. And this is how they capture key votes, like on Obamacare, where people flipped, or like 12 flipped votes. And I guarantee all of them were part of this Franklin scandal that Nick Bryant wrote about. And but a lot of these representatives do participate, as we know, with Epstein and you know, and Sex Island and so forth. There are a lot of pedophiles in Congress. I'm just, let's just flat out be honest. And why would they pass a law that would increase penalties to themselves potentially?
Right. Right. And that's really what we're talking about. You know, these people will never allow themselves to be investigated and prosecuted. And I think, honestly, it's, you know, every time something like this comes up, every time the Democrats get in trouble, something happens on the world scale that draws the world's attention away. And, you know, you have the January 6th committee scandal that's still happening. You have all this crap coming out about Hunter Biden and pedo peeler, you know, Hunter Biden's dad, Joe. And nothing's being done about it. You know, nobody cares, not in the mainstream media. You barely hear any law enforcement officers talk about it. And by law enforcement, I mean like these senior law enforcement officers. You barely hear anyone within these federal agencies talk about it. You don't hear anyone within the state or a sheriff even come out about it. And it's strange to me because it seems like we have a buildup of tension. You know, it's like we slowed down here for a second as a country. Even though, you know, we're still revving up the engine. It's like we've shifted into fifth gear and we're coasting. And I don't know. I just have this weird feeling like something's going to happen, right? I have this weird feeling like we're going to be experiencing something soon. And I don't know how to describe it other than that. I'm sure plenty of the listeners right now have that spirit, you know, that have that feeling in their spirit where like, man, it just feels like, you know, something's coming.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what it would be, but I know it's not good.
You're right. There is a general feeling of foreboding. It's interesting, you know, and I'm going to digress for a second because I think this is worth mentioning because I want people to listen to their inner voice. There was an experiment done by a group called PAIR, Princeton Engineering Anomalies Research. And what they were interested in is psychokinetic ability to affect material objects. So it was an engineering-based study, but it evolved into more. They'd wondered if mental processes of people could affect change in physical objects, like bending spoons and so forth. And they did a multi-year research project on this. This was a very, very big deal. But here's what they evolved into. They set up these health measurement stations around the planet, and there were about 50 of them at one time, and random controls, and the people would come in and they'd be tested every so often for their autonomic nervous system response, heart rate, so forth, respiration. And so they had a baseline of all these people, and they found that within about 4 hours prior to a catastrophic big event like the Malaysian tsunami of 2004, 9/11, okay, they found an incredible jump in people's autonomic nervous system response
which would indicate that the fight or flight mechanism was being activated. And what they concluded was this, is that most human beings collectively can sense when big and bad things are coming. And then there was research done by psychologists on this. And what they did is they'd put 10 people with their backs to the audience and facing straight ahead. And they would appoint one person to come up at a time and stare at one of the people. And they all had numbers on their backs, 1 through 10. And way beyond the laws of average, 5 times greater than laws of average, the person being stared at could guess that they were the ones being stared at. There was initially a 1 in 10 chance of being right. And this kind of validates this concept that there's some kind of psychokinetic force. And some people would say it could be evolved because, you know, the survival of the race, this is what this might lead to. But they found this. This was really interesting. I've already mentioned the events. The number one event for the largest increase in the most people who had fight or flight reactions without any apparent stress was 9/11. And then the second largest event was that tsunami of 2004. So when you're coming on here, Doug, and you're saying, I have this feeling of foreboding, I'm telling people you should listen to it. There is scientific research studies from institutions like Princeton that will tell you that you should listen to this internal voice.
Yeah, and you know, there are plenty of people out there, Dave, that are hype men. And, you know, I'm going to say this very loosely. Within the Christian community, there are plenty of people out there that are hype men that will love to scare the hell out of you because they know you'll buy their books, their DVDs, their whatever it is that they're selling, okay? And that's probably not a popular speech amongst us, but it is what it is. And people will use times like this to, you know, to really hone in and, you know, make millions of dollars right now. And I'm not going to point fingers or name names, but we know it does happen.
We know who you're I know who you're talking about, but...
Yeah. You know, and we just have to understand that, you know, when I tell you right now is the time that you need to be buying food, right now is the time that you need to be cleaning your weapons and buying medicine and you know, all the gear that we always talk about getting, right? You know, I don't want your house to turn into a Cabela's, but, you know, you need to be prepared right now. Just as I'm preparing and Davis preparing, and it's not because I want to waste all my money on a bunch of stuff that's going to sit in my closet. I'm not that guy. I use what I have, and you know, that's just the way it is. But I just feel like, you know, we're being given this ability right now to sense something happening. We need to take advantage of it while the power is still on, while our currency is still worth something. Because it has bothered me for the past couple of days when I learned that, you know, by next year, the big banks in this country are already planning on going to a digital currency. You know, but the government won't tell you that. The government wants to take advantage of it, all right? You know, and everything that could go wrong right now is going wrong. Did you hear that the Navy is about to start to introduce fake protein, fake meat into its menu?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fake meat. You know, I mean, this is the type of stuff, Dave, that, you know, I'm an 80s kid, and I grew up watching a lot of sci-fi movies, and in every sci-fi movie from the 70s and 80s and 90s, there's always the fake meat, the gruel that, you know, everybody ends up just eating the slop. It's like that's where we're going, right? It's like they're trying to turn Ridley Scott's, you know, visions and dreams into reality here. And I think we're really getting that way. You know, I mean, the Marine Corps is even more or less talking about kicking people out of the Marine Corps if you refuse to shower with transgender Marines. For one thing, the word transgender Marine should never be in the same sentence. But that's where we're going at. You know, we're attacking every foundation that is a pillar in this country. Nothing is off limits except for the politicians, of course.
Interesting. Yeah, and it's speaking of the politicians, I'm going to digress for a second. I don't know if you've heard this or not, but you knew about the Paul Pelosi, husband of Nancy, who was busted for DUI, two counts, misdemeanors only, where you and I would go to jail with felonies, and we'd do jail time after the trial. But he is now embroiled in another. This is how dirty Congress is. They'll never eat the fake meat. That's my point for bringing this up. Nancy Pelosi is heading a hearing next week to give a semiconductor company called NVIDIA a $52 billion subsidy from the U.S. government. And 3 days ago, Paul Pelosi bought $5 million in stock on the company before it goes up on that subsidy. But it's legal because Nancy can insider trade, but Paul cannot. But no one's going to touch him.
Nope, nobody's going to touch it. And I'll tell you what, man. If there was ever a time to buy into Bitcoin, to buy into cryptocurrency, now would be the time. Even though cryptocurrency is not that well protected or insulated, even though I know for a fact that the government has already talked about how they're going to eventually tax Bitcoin. They're working on the laws for it, all right? Eventually, everything that we hit in crypto will be the government's. But, you know, we have to understand that, you know, the politicians are ready for whatever happens. But are you? You know, are you at the position right now to be ready for, let's just say, you know, 1 month of an emergency? You know, if we bring back, you know, all the lockdowns, and Fauci's already out there saying we need to be wearing masks again.
Yeah, I know.
Monkeypox is 30% of the monkeypox cases in the United States is being right now recorded in New York City.
Yeah, 95% male. Let's make sure we get that out there.
That's right. So, you know, we have obviously some epidemics and plandemics happening again in this country. And that's what I'm saying. We really need to be worried about who is in charge during what time. You know, I mean, obviously we tried to go after OPEC, and we tried to go after the Saudi oil recently to see if they would increase the amount of oil that they are producing. And we were just told no. So Biden was rejected twice now by Saudi Arabia. He's been rejected by Iran. He's been rejected by Venezuela, and, you know, publicly humiliated. And I think we're at a point now to where we just have to ask ourselves if our allies aren't for us, and if the people who aren't our allies that we pay still to, you know, shut up and give me your natural resources are starting to deny us, what do we do when we get to an actual, you know, heap of trouble? If no one's going to come to our aid, and if no one's going to take our money, what does that mean, Dave?
Well, what that means is Biden will surrender to China without firing a shot. I'm kind of jumping two steps ahead, but that's what my answer would be to what you're asking. Biden had to go to Saudi Arabia to pretend he was doing something about the oil supply, even though it's illegitimate.
Yeah, right.
I mean, and he knew he was going to get turned down. You can't call a crown prince a pariah and have him save face among his people by doing business with the people that called out him and his nation. He could never do that.
You know, when Biden went, he was met by NBC. He was met by the crown prince. But, you know, he was met, they walked in, they did their business, and then they left. When Trump showed up, you know, 4 years ago, it was a damn parade of you know, people singing and dancing and being excited, and they were doing the whole sword dance. You know, completely different reactions. And I think that's something to, I think that's something to take notice. We have a government that's not respected by its people, by its military, by its law enforcement, by its criminals, because it'll do whatever it wants. It's not afraid of this government. And then we have enemies, or people who should be very, very aware of us, our capabilities, who aren't afraid of us either. And that, to me, is one of the signs of the times. It's like this, like all the judgments that God has put against Israel before. And we have been made into a very weakened nation out of almost nowhere. 2 years ago, 3 years ago, when Trump was still rocking and rolling, and I'm not saying Trump is the freaking Messiah like a lot of people think he is, but, America was feared. America was still somewhat respected upon the battlefield. And now we're being weakened in every single phase possible. And obviously, you weaken us demographically, you weaken us economically, you turn the people against one another, make it where people don't have faith in their law enforcement, faith in their courts, make the military, pit themselves against one another. It reminds me a lot of, like Operation Valkyrie, where you have members of, Hitler's high command that were planning to assassinate him, or were planning to remove the Nazi power from the government, and then it failed, and then everything bad happened after that. It's like if we're preparing for that right now. And to me, maybe it's a possibility that it is, because we have patriots who don't want this to happen to this country, but you have a government that is very well practiced and has done almost everything in the right way to give themselves power. I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying they've done everything to give themselves the power to not be contested. What do you do when you have changed the law? Hey, it's the law now. If you go against it, you're breaking UCMJ, or you're breaking federal law. It's a very hectic nation, and I'll tell you this much: America can't continue to be in the pressure cooker that we are right now, and not release steam. We're gonna explode, and there's no a quantitative easing is not a release valve. Roe versus Wade was not a release valve. We need major change in this country, and that will happen at the midterms, if we even as a nation have faith in the midterms anymore.
I have an answer for that, too. I'm not optimistic. And do I think we should still continue to work towards unelecting rhino incumbents and getting all
Absolutely.
The Democrats out? Yeah, we should. But let me tell you why Absolutely. I'm not buying into this. I'm not buying into it because I believe a pandemic or a fake pandemic is coming. And right now, guys like Tom Renz are telling me that the death curve is out of sight with these life insurance companies. I've seen some evidence to that too. But they're going to use a fake pandemic to cover vaccine death. And they're going to say it's the new pandemic. They're going to lock us down. They're going to take us into total absentee balloting, and they'll steal the elections. That's where what I fear is coming. And Fox News and people they interview are placing all their hopes on this midterm, and that's a huge mistake. There's so many other things that need to be battling.
Absolutely. And the Chinese communists have us in their sights. They put Biden in charge. I do firmly believe they put Biden in charge because they said so. Remember, we got our guy in office.
Wuhan flu.
And he has a 30% approval rating.
No, he doesn't have that. It's 26.
It's lower. Yeah, it's lower than that. There's no way this man gets reelected, but yet he is senile enough to say that he. I watched him actually say this. That 86% of Democrats want him back.
Yeah, I know, but he's delusional. He doesn't know what day of the week it is.
How long do you think he's got, Dave? What do you think takes Biden out of the office? And this is hypothetical, guys, all right? We're not saying we want anything to happen to Biden. And I'll be honest with you.
They're setting the stage.
I question whether or not Biden is coherent to what may be happening to him soon. Let me ask you this. If they're setting the stage, do you think Joe Biden is worried about his son Hunter Biden's scandals?
For maybe 30 seconds.
Do you think he's going to let Hunter burn?
I don't think he has the mental capacity to launch a defense.
I don't think, if you ever hear about the way Joe Biden talks about his son who's passed on compared to Hunter, do you remember that show Lone Ranger?
Yeah.
And the Native American guide who always
said
Kemosabe.
Yeah.
Tonto. Do you know what Kemosabe meant? Do you remember?
No.
It meant wrong brother. And I feel like that is that's Hunter. Hunter is the black sheep who's going to be a sacrificial goat. I think they're going to use Hunter's scandals to take down Joe.
I agree with that.
That's why it's all coming out.
When it comes down, well, they'd like to get 25th Amendment, but you notice Joe's putting up resistance publicly. There's something else going on too, and it's interesting, and it speaks to the depravity of Jill Biden. My wife and I were watching a news report about all the gaffes that Joe Biden has had. And his wife's right there with him. And she said, I hate to tell you this, but if that was you, you were Biden with the way he is, I'd pull the plug on you. She said, my wife said this exact thing. Joe Biden could care less about Joe, or she wouldn't let him continue. And he's used. He's nothing but a two-bit whore that's being used by Obama and Susan Rice.
Well,
pretty stark. And I totally agree with my wife. I totally agree with her. He's a bumbling, fumbling fool.
Well, according to Hunter's own text messages, he is not a fan of his stepmother, Jill.
Yeah, I saw the word he used that we can't say on the radio. But, I know what you're talking about. And I'm not even going to allude to what the word is. It's just it's a horrible term that doesn't enter into my vocabulary. But Hunter's right, though. That may be one of the few personal judgments he makes. I think Joe Biden is just a slimeball, as evidenced by how she's going along just to be the first lady. To hell with her husband's welfare. The plug should have been pulled a long time ago. The guy should never have run. He ran. They knew they were going to steal the election, and he ran a campaign from his frickin' basement. Yeah. How do you become the president when you run a campaign from your basement? You have to steal votes. So it's here's what we also come down to with what's going on too. If the Democrats are going to lose, like Liz Cheney is 27 points behind Hageman in Wyoming, she's taken to even asking Democrats to donate to her campaign. That didn't expose who and what she really is. I don't know what would. But if she and others like her are going to lose, the Democrats will never leave office peacefully. Nancy Pelosi said 2 months ago, and I saw the quote on the news, if the Republicans win the midterm, we will not leave office and recognize the victory because the Republicans will destroy democracy. And my answer to that, she just told you, you're going to have to physically remove us.
You think they'd go peacefully?
No. No, they'll be... I think the fake pandemic is being played right now. L.A. County and Seattle are making noises like they're going to come back to indoor mask requirements. I think they're going to go that route. And I want to be really clear on this. There's no new pandemic. The spike protein is peaking in people. And the death curve right now, according to life insurance companies, is 140% above normal. And these are vaccine-related deaths. But they're going to call the vaccine-related deaths a new variant to cover up the killer vaccinations.
but also give an excuse to lock us down again so they can steal the elections.
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on with that. You know, there's a link right now to the COVID-19 vaccines and increased menstrual bleeding in women that are actual women, not men who think they're women. You know, we have I just have to make that clarification. Apparently, in 2022, we have our first monkeypox case being reported in Long Beach, California. I think the pandemic is coming. A dark winter never happened. It didn't happen last year. But I still pay attention to what politicians say, and I think the dark winter is this winter.
I hear what you're saying, and you could very well be right that there's going to be a real release of something deadly.
I don't want to be right. I don't want to be right about anything.
Well, I think you got a good chance of being right, but there is the flip side that Tom Renz, the former attorney for the Frontline Doctors, he and I've talked about this a lot on air, that he maintains that the variants are fake and they're nothing like what they're telling us, and they're using it to cover up vaccine injury. And that's a pretty common belief among a lot of doctors in the know. It go either way, but also too, they could let off a nuke in America and blame Russia. We go to war, they declare martial law and don't release power, and we don't have an election. There's another possibility right there.
Well, I have friends of mine that are former feds, like myself, and scuttlebutt is people are worried that after the midterm elections, China is going to attack our grid. I'm not getting very much information as to why. A lot of this is tight-lipped, and I understand where sources come from. But if the speculation is out there that China is going to go for our grid, well, why? What would be the cause for why China would want to do that? Don't forget, China's big four banks are all failing right now. There's a run on money in China. People are finally protesting now. People are finally physically protesting, violently protesting. They're not adhering to the Communist Party, which is strange because that's not been the ways life has been in China. And then you have to remember the echoes of the whole dark winter thing.
Before you go into that, the dark winter, George Soros has come out and said Xi Jinping's days are numbered as the leader of the CCP. And I think what we're seeing in the banks, I think it's orchestrated by the Bank of International Settlements. China is not on board with improving their ESG ratings for climate change. They're still going to continue to do what they want to do. And I think this is a coup against the prevailing leadership that won't destroy their own country on behalf of giving complete control of energy to a select few on this planet, like Biden is doing right now with the U.S. And I think this whole thing in China is orchestrated. It's interesting that the trouble in China is emanating with the banks. That's the one thing the Bank of International Settlements, controlled by the Rothschilds, they would have some influence over. So I think it's likely we're seeing a takedown of China by international banking forces, and they're going to bring it. See, China divided its currency into two also. They don't want digital. They're saying, screw you to digital.
And that's going against the – and don't forget, you're right, because the BRICS nation is trying to really empower their own banking system and their own soon-to-be monetary system. I think you're right. I think you have old money versus new money. I think you have Nazi money versus communist money.
Yep.
And look at what just recently happened. You know, it's not just that COVID-19 never went away in China, all right? Whatever it was that was originally released in China was not like what hit the rest of the world. We understand that.
Doug, before you go further, I don't think COVID is raging through China. I think it's made up, and I think the Chinese are locking down major population centers because with the banks failing, with external help, they know this could be the source of a revolution,
and that's why they're why they're locking people down. That actually came to me from my military source a few days ago.
And it very well could be. To me, I believe it's irrelevant. I believe it's irrelevant because I believe the government will do whatever it needs to and will say whatever it needs to get power. And if it is real, if it's not real, honestly, at this point, it doesn't matter. There's now a cholera outbreak in China. All right, cholera is something, unlike COVID, not to be messed with. Cholera kills, and I mean it kills horribly. And so now we have this outbreak that's starting to creep its head around. And, you know, I just have to ask the question, why? Why China right now? It's like China just keeps getting hit over and over and over again. And it just makes me think, is China being targeted directly and being taken down?
This just crossed my desk. This came in and blinking at me, and it's a long story, but that alerts me this is a major story. Listen to this. It's now being reported that Ivana Trump died from blunt force trauma to her abdomen. And then, of course, this is all stuff I know is true. She was having hip problems, but that was the sum total of her health issues. Donald Trump was friends with Ivana. In fact, when he became president, he offered her the ambassadorship to Czechoslovakia, where she was originally from. And he had a white line installed in the White House just to communicate with her. He trusted her, and they were still friends, even though they weren't married. Some people think this is an attack upon the Trump family.
Well, and you know, the Iranians are saying that they're going to kill Trump. They want to assassinate Trump. They want to assassinate members of Trump's former government. And obviously, you know, if you have a president that is willing to give Iran $1 trillion in the next 6 years or sooner, and then Iran also says, oh, by the way, you know, we're also going to, you know, assassinate one of your former presidents. That has to make you think, okay, somebody knows someone here. All right, somebody is paying somebody for a service. Now, I'm not going to say anything more about that. I'll let you people make your own decisions about it. But, you know, it's too much going on. It's like every 12 hours, something new is happening.
Yeah, you're right. You're exactly right. But the report I'm getting here says very clearly that Ivana Trump was murdered.
Well, originally they said that she fell down the stairs, remember?
Yeah, that's, yeah.
I mean, the moment I read that she fell down the stairs, it left open the application for something else nefarious. I hope that, and you know, I hope that it's not. But you know, this is the country that we live in right now. You know, it is. I think it is that tumultuous right now. I think we are riding the waves of a soon to be civil conflict right now.
Well, that's what I'm getting from my other sources. The conflict, though, really is playing out in the Pentagon, and I can't make that any more clear about the seriousness of this. This is how civil wars start. You know, I want to go back in time. I want to ask your opinion on something. When Trump was elected, he didn't have harsh words for Putin. And I thought at one time, I know Putin hates the New World Order. I knew he had pulled out of the World Economic Forum. And Trump certainly wasn't a globalist. And so I thought the two of them would team up and defeat globalism. And as the Russian delusion collusion started, based on total BS, I thought this was the left's way of keeping these two apart. What do you think about that?
Maybe so. You know, I don't think they want two heavyweights like Putin and Trump to be friends.
Exactly.
You know, I think anything that was available to separate them was done. Not that we should trust Putin. I don't trust Putin.
But the enemy, my enemy, is my friend, and they both hate the Rothschilds.
I mean, if you gave me the option, George Soros or Putin, come on, man, I'm going with Putin. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, Putin's got the right idea about gold-backed currency, and that's another reason we're seeing a war. The West, led by the Rothschilds and the Bank of International Settlement, will not tolerate a competing fundamental currency. If they want to go digital, they're going digital, and if you're going gold, we're going to destroy you.
Well, I want to bring back like a, I don't want to call it a prophecy, but there was a certain high-level Mason who said that there will be three world wars, and that third world war, if I'm correct, was more or less a war on banks.
Yeah.
Is that, am I correct on that?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, you're talking about our favorite Mason.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely think that's where we're at. I think at the end of the day, you said something without even knowing I had ever looked at this, but you said something about 6 months ago about the old world order versus the new world order. And that was what the 2008 election was about. McCain had sided with the new world order contingent, and the Rockefellers and Rothschilds and George Soros were backing Obama because he was loyal to the old new world order. And I actually had covered that in 2008. You saw the same thing in the modern context. This is what the war in Ukraine is about. It's about whose currency is going to proliferate. Is it going to be gold or is it going to be digital? Well, the West, you know, with Klaus Schwab and friends, they want total control, so they want digital. Putin wants nothing to do with it, and neither do a lot of other nations, so they're going gold-backed. That's the basis for the Third World War.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is the currency war. I do believe that. I think it's the currency war. And, I don't want to make this sound like a sci-fi novel here and just give an excuse after excuse for why something can be done. But it seems like every excuse that can be used is being used to put us in a war footing. You know, and the politicians can't give you an excuse as to why we don't need to go to war against Russia, or why we shouldn't go to war with Russia, and why we should be friends with China. They can't give you a honest reason as to why you shouldn't be prepping and why you should be resisting everything that you're seeing from these people. Instead, they just want to woo you to sleep. You know, they just want you to think that everything is okay. Just go back to normal. This is all normal politics and just a bunch of hoopla going on.
There you go.
And you got a bunch of people that are asleep, but so many people are awake, Dave.
I know, but they're not willing to do anything. What you're saying reminds me of what the late Paul Martin used to say. Don't look over here, look over there. Don't look at what we're doing, just listen to what we're saying. And that's exactly what you're describing. Hey, Doug, we got about a minute left, and I wanted you to have an opportunity to talk about your venture on Global Star and KYH because it's taken off. So tell people about it.
So the American Vindictus show is on gsradio.net. It's on KYH 540 AM radio. That's at 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time for GS Radio, 4 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time for KYH, also on Rumble and also on YouTube and now on Heroes Nation. And we got a lot of really, really cool people that come on there. And I just want to say, please support Dave Hodges. The commonsenseshow.tv is where you'll see some of the best interviews that are out there. Dave has some amazing people on there. And be paying attention to the politics right now because it's going to be driving your future.
Yeah, we're a real nexus in human history. We truly are. We're preparing to go into the dark ages technologically, and we're going to be ruled by people who won't think twice about mass genocide. Well, Doug, we're out of time, and I want to thank you for coming on. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Doug and Dave Intel Report. My confidence call for what I presented tonight is 100%. I've got it from my best sources, and I'm also getting it in other areas. And what Doug's giving you fits hand in glove with what I said tonight, too. So if you're not prepping, you're prepping to fail. Please prep. We'll see all of you back here next time. Thanks for joining us. Take care.